Hello and welcome to our podcast. Today we'll be covering the Black Dahlia. As we see in the famous story, Murder on the Orient Express, murder cases can have a lot of small details that need to be considered. Black Dahlia has a lot of details to consider, and it is very hard to pinpoint a direct killer. In this podcast, we will go in depth, reviewing the case. We'll make a guess on who we believe the killer was based on the information provided. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Before we get into the podcast, I want to give a shout out to Rare Collectibles, who is currently selling a one-of-one replica of Ratchet's Beretta M1934 pistol from the Orient Express. For a minuscule price of $1,000, this pistol could be yours. But wait, thanks to our guys over at Rare Collectibles, we are able to offer our listeners a 50% off code for Ratchet's Beretta. Hurry up and visit www.rarecollectibles.com/ratchet and use code 50OFF to claim yours while supplies last. The mysterious story, Black Dahlia, focuses on a girl by the name of Elizabeth Short. Elizabeth came to Los Angeles from her hometown of Boston. She planned on starting a career as an actress, but ended up waiting tables to pay the bills while she waited for her big break. Unfortunately, she did not end up becoming an actress at all. Instead, she had something very creepy happen to her. She was known to be a nice girl. She didn't have issues with anyone, and did not involve herself in gangs or criminal activity. Everyone loved Elizabeth. But in San Diego on January 9th, 1947, is a day that it took a turn for the worst. She had disappeared without a trace. She had mysteriously vanished. People looked all over for her with no success. This was very odd because Elizabeth was not one to leave abruptly or go MIA for a few days. After a few days, the police began to get involved. And 6 days later, on January 15th, 1947, her body was found in the field in Limert Park. No one could believe it. Who would do something like this to Elizabeth? She had been severely mutilated and drained of her blood. Elizabeth was only 22 years old at the time of her death. To this day, this case is still a mystery. No one has been able to confidently pinpoint the killer.
Elizabeth Short had been seen at the Biltmore Hotel on January 9th, the same day that she disappeared. That was the last time that anyone ever saw her alive. After that day, she wouldn't be seen by anyone until she was found dead in that field. Short's body was found by a woman named Betty Bessinger. Betty saw Short's body laying in the grass while she was taking her daughter to the shoe doctor. At first glance, Betty thought that it was a mannequin, because there was no color in the skin or blood on the ground. However, as Betty looked closer, she realized that it was the remains of a person. The public was immediately fascinated with the case as soon as they heard about the body. Many cast suspicion on Betty because they were absolutely desperate to find who was responsible for the killing. Betty's name was quickly cleared, but it does show how terrified this murder made people. The public had so much sympathy for Elizabeth Short. Elizabeth had spent her whole life dreaming of stardom and ended up being brutally killed before she ever had a chance to achieve it. The people of California saw that as being very tragic and desperately wanted to see someone held accountable for her murder. No one was ever convicted for Elizabeth Short's murder. And by now I'm sure whoever killed her is probably long dead. The murder happened in 1947, which is 74 years ago, as of the time of the filming of this podcast. We will probably never know for sure who killed Elizabeth Short, but people are still absolutely fascinated by this case. The case went cold due to lack of leads. However, many people confessed to the Black Dahlia murder, but were found to be either seeking attention or mentally ill. There are many reasons that the public took such an interest in this case. The mystery of who committed the crime is what draws people to the case. People love to wonder about what might have happened. The people were also just shocked by how such a heinous crime could be committed in such a wholesome area. The area around where the body was found was a very good area. It was generally very safe and crime-free, and then all of a sudden, Short turned up dead. People were very shocked and disturbed by the news of the murder. It had people on edge, but also fascinated them. The Black Dahlia is one of the first murders to get as much media attention as it did. To this day, many people are familiar with the Black Dahlia case. The Black Dahlia is one of the most publicized cases in history. The public just couldn't get enough of this case. They found it so fascinating. They bought up every newspaper that it was printed in.
In this case, there are many possible suspects for the killing of Elizabeth Short. First off, we have Walter Bailey. Bailey was a Los Angeles surgeon who lived one block south of the place Short's body was found. His daughter was friends with Short's sister and was the bridesmaid of honor at her wedding. Bailey died in January 1948. His autopsy showed that he was suffering from a degenerative brain disease. After his death, his widow alleged that his mistress knew a terrible secret about Bailey and was made the main beneficiary upon his death as a result. Next on the list of suspects is Demias. Demias is a 29-year-old soldier that was at Fort Dix in New Jersey. He confessed to Short's murder, but was dismissed by the original investigation team. The Los Angeles press covered the story with hope until it was found that Demias had been at Fort Dix when the murder occurred. Demias was dismissed from the case and cleared of any accusations. He continued to claim he killed Short many times up into the 1950s. Next on the list of suspects is a Hollywood nightclub owner by the name of Mark Hansen. Short stayed in Hansen's house as either a tenant or as a guest. She stayed many times between the months of May 1946 and October 1946. Also, Hansen's girlfriend shared a room with Short. The house was also very close to Hansen's nightclub. In the DA files, it showed that Hansen had tried to seduce Short in the past, which was brought up many times during the case as a very suspicious thing. Mark was one of the first real suspects in the case, and he was still a very likely suspect as late as 1951. Hansen was also connected to another three suspects, all of them being a medical doctor. They were Dr. Patrick S. O'Reilly, Dr. M.M. Schwartz, and Dr. Arthur McGinnis Fott. Another suspect on our list that really catches my attention is George Hoddle. Dr. George Hill Hoddle Jr. was noticed by police in October 1949 when his 14-year-old daughter accused him of molesting her. In 2003, George Hoddle's son, Steve Hoddle, published a book titled Black Dahlia's Avenger, A Genius for Murder. He claimed that his father, George Hoddle, had committed the Black Dahlia murder in addition to many other unsolved murders. Steve Hoddle says he came up with the idea when he found pictures of what he believed to resemble Short. Short's family say they are not pictures of her, and many others agree that the pictures don't resemble Short. He was also recorded saying, "Supposing I did kill the Black Dahlia, they couldn't prove it now. They can't talk to my secretary anymore because she's dead. They thought there was something fishy. Anyway, now they might have figured it out. Killed her. Maybe I did it. My secretary." George Hoddle, February 18th, 1950.
The last person to see Elizabeth Short alive was named Robert M. Manley. He was the one who dropped her off at the Biltmore Hotel, where she was last seen. He was considered a suspect for her murder, and was constantly harassed by people who thought he did it. Another suspect was a man named Leslie Dillon. He became a suspect after he started writing letters to the police department psychiatrist. Dillon was arrested for a short time, but was later released due to lack of evidence. Some people are totally convinced that Dillon is the killer.
The police investigation involving the murder of Elizabeth Short was unfortunately very gruesome, and the average person would not be able to withstand the details of it. On that morning of January 15th, a mother taking her child for a walk stumbled upon her body, which was sliced clean in half at the waist. The body was just off a few feet from the sidewalk, and the woman, in fact, thought it was a mannequin at first. It was very fascinating, because at the crime scene there was not a single drop of blood, which indicates that she was killed at a secondary location. After the investigation had gone on, the LA Police Department reached out to the FBI for help, and they were able to identify the body in just under an hour after a blurred fingerprint using a system called Sound Photo. And the woman turned out to be the 22-year-old Elizabeth Short. By the spring of 1947, the Black Dahlia case had officially become a cold case. Led by Detective Sergeant Phineas Brown, one of the department's most renowned detectives, was struggling to come up with suspects and evidence. He partially blames this on the press because of their, they released details and unverified reporting, and in fact, they actually got over 60 confessions, all made by men, on the murder. Next, I will be getting into the crime scene at where her body was actually found that morning. LAPD noted that her body was cut cleanly in half just above her waist, and her arms were raised over her shoulders and her legs spread out. There were cuts and lacerations all across her body, and her intestines were removed in a gruesome manner. Her mouth was cut from ear to ear, and investigators believed she had been tied down and tortured for possibly several days due to rope marks on her wrists, ankles, and neck. It was surprising that there was no blood at the crime scene, which, as I said earlier, indicated that she was actually murdered at a secondary location. She had multiple lacerations to the face and head, and there were numerous cuts in a crisscross pattern over her stomach, and most of the damage seemed to have been post-mortem. The official cause of death was hemorrhage and shock due to concussion of the brain and the lacerations on her face. The murder of Elizabeth Short became a cold case quickly, and unfortunately had an effect on the entire town, knowing that there was a crazy possibly serial killer in their town that was murdering people in such a gruesome fashion like he did Elizabeth Short. And that really spurred the town, and it inspired copycats to attempt to follow the murderer, and it also made people scared to leave their house, and knowing that there was just a cold case.
Next up, we'll be getting into our claim for this whole podcast. So, although there are many possible suspects, I believe it was George Hoddle that committed the murder. Dr. George Hill Hoddle Jr. was noticed by police on October 1949 when his 14-year-old daughter accused him of molesting her. In 2003, George Hoddle's son, Steve Hoddle, published a book titled Black Dahlia Avenger, A Genius for Murder. He claims that his father, George Hoddle, had committed the Black Dahlia murder in addition to many other unsolved murders. Steve Hoddle says he came up with the idea when he found pictures of what he believed to resemble Short. Short's family says that they are not pictures of her, and many others agree that the pictures did not resemble Short. He was recorded saying, "Supposing I did kill the Black Dahlia, they couldn't prove it now. They can't talk to my secretary anymore because she's dead. They thought that there was something fishy. Anyway, now that they may have figured it out, killed her. Maybe I did kill my secretary." I believe that this information is enough to prove that George Hoddle committed the murder. One main piece of information that people don't get is that this quote from George Hoddle admitting to the murder is that he said when the FBI was said when the FBI tapped his house after he was accused of molesting his daughter. Thank you for listening to our podcast. We hope you all enjoyed our in-detail story of the mysterious Black Dahlia case. Although the murderer has not been caught, I still strongly believe it was George Hoddle. If you have any other opinions on who the killer of Elizabeth Short was, please comment why you think this said person is guilty. It has been a pleasure to share the story of Black Dahlia with our viewers, and we hope that you'll come back to listen to our more unsolved mystery stories.